yeah, peace and blessings. Hey, welcome back. Oh man, Saturday. I'm sitting here kicking it. What a Saturday. I can't complain about anything, man. I watched some good college football, some UFC fights. I'm watching my Phillies right now. We down 3-2 to the Brewers right now, but we're gonna come back. I ain't worried about that. But yeah, you know, just getting my chill on. I went to the market, I got some beer, got food. It's been a good day. It's gonna continue to be a good day and a good night. Well, what up though, my peoples? Back again, Saturday night. What's the day? September the 2nd? How the fuck we in September already, man? Like, this year has truly zipped the fucking by, like an African at the Olympics type of shit. Like, this motherfucker is moving. But here we are. As for me, just kicking back, taking the day easy, man. I'm supposed to be productive, get some shit done. I ain't do that shit, but I ain't tripping off of that. I just had some laundry to do, really. You know, some dishes. I'm gonna knock out the dishes soon because I still gotta cook. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna make. Think about a cucumber and tomato salad, little Italian dressing, you know. Nothing fancy, just something light, easy. Kick back, have a good night. Hopefully watch my Phillies bring home this W. I'm about to roll one. I'm chilling. I'm actually in a good mood. Was that a good mood 24 hours ago? 24 hours ago, I was not in a good mood. I was a little pissed off, but you know, shit happens in life. Shit works out the way it's supposed to work out. And I always gotta remind myself, like, yo, nigga, stay out your feelings. Like, even if something is truly fucked up and really does bother you, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, analyzing that shit. And then, for me, it's all about after analyzing it, you got to, you know, put that shit in its place and then leave it there. You can't be holding on to that energy. You gotta be willing to walk away from it. God damn it. So we're about to go to the bottom of the third. Bottom of the third. My Phillies down. One. But it's cool. But anyway, yeah, like I was saying, like, man, you can't let your feelings are there for a reason. Because they're trying to let you know which path your thoughts are about to be in. So if you can feel your feelings and not let them, how I put this shit, not let your feelings direct you, but instead acknowledge your feelings and then move accordingly, you'd be way better off in life. So that's some shit I just try to, you know, put into practice. Some shit I was going through yesterday. Shit didn't go the way I expected it to go. I ain't gonna bitch and complain. You know, just gonna keep that shit moving, stay focused on what I need to do. And that's what having good friends coming at, man. To like have somebody that you can hit up at like 1-2 in the morning and shit and be like, yo, man, I just need to kick it real quick. Need somebody to talk to, smoke, whatever. And they like, yo, pull up. You know, that's the true friend right there, bro. I don't want nobody stealing my friend stuff. I ain't gonna even say her name one. Y'all can have her as a girlfriend. I ain't gonna fucking, I don't want to date her. Actually, we did have an intimate relationship back in the day, but that was many years ago. We pretty much fucking kids. But yeah, I don't want nobody stealing my homegirl as a friend. You can have her as a girlfriend. That's your business. But yeah, good people hard to come by, so you gotta keep them close. But yeah, I've just been kicking it most of the day, falling back. Played a little Call of Duty, played a little 2K. I don't think I really did shit productive today. Like, I'm about to get in the shower. Like, what the fuck is the point of getting in the shower and I'm just gonna lay back down? Which I'm about to do now, but I wasn't doing that earlier. Fuck that. I was chilling. I ended up falling asleep on a motherfucking UFC fight. I woke up on the last joint. French ball. He ended up winning. It wasn't a bad. Actually, the preliminary fights was much better than the main card, but. Be like that sometimes. God damn it, trying to lose the ball. There we go. But yeah, I fucked with the hat and UFC. Like, have y'all combat sports? I'm big in that shit. I mean, like, where else you gonna see some gladiator shit like that? Two men going to a fucking cage. All right, blunt rope. Two men going to a cage and literally. My goal is to whip your fucking ass until you either quit or your body quits. Like, I don't know. It's something spiritual. It's something like real. I don't know. See, like, I go through waves of thoughts. So, like, I'll be watching the sport and I'll be like, this is how they keep us just mum. Like, this is how they keep us on an even keel. Don't get too up, too down. Don't realize what the government doing by giving us sports and entertainment and movies and TV and podcasts and all types of shit. But at the same time, I enjoy this shit. So, like, I'm watching the UFC fight and I'm like, this is some. We in the Roman Coliseum watching the gladiators fight while these motherfuckers is talking about how they in the back rooms breaking down how life about to run and shit, and we just out here clapping a chair for spectacle. But at the same time, I love the spectacle. I love the UFC more. I actually wish I could have did that shit. Like, especially, I discovered the UFC. When did I discover the UFC? I want to say like 2009, 2010. And I think I knew about it before, but I wasn't really into it. Like, I knew about the Randy Couture's and Chuck Liddell's, Rampage Jackson. I know about those guys, but I didn't know what the fuck, like, mixed martial arts really was. I just knew that there was motherfuckers fighting and shit. But then, you know, I go to the Army, I go to Korea, I'm over there, and a lot of the times, like, we wake up in the morning. In the morning in Korea, say right now, all right, say it's Monday morning in Korea right now, wherever you are, it's Monday morning in Korea right now. So back in Philly, it'd be Sunday night, if I got that right. No, I fucked that up too. Whatever. Yeah, they 13 hours ahead. So South Korea is 13 hours ahead. So yeah, if it is Monday morning in South Korea, it's Sunday night back in the U.S. and shit. So I would just, you know, wake up in the morning, turn the TV on, and the fights to be on because of the time difference. I'm starting to watch this shit. I'm starting to get into it. They already got us doing, they don't call it mixed martial arts. They call it combatives, where you learn different moves. Like, it's the beginning of mixed martial arts, in my opinion. But they got us doing that. I got a yellow belt in Taekwondo. So, you know, coming out the military, especially with my intrigue growing and shit, I'm like, yeah, I can fuck with that MMA shit. Like, I like fighting already. I'm not scared to fight. Like, everybody get a little, you know, your adrenaline start pumping when it's time to fight, but it's like, all right, I know what I'm capable of. I would try to, let's just say I've had some fights where I looked at the crowd of people behind me, like, y'all want to see somebody die today type of shit? That's why I'm like, I try to be real peaceful, and I follow the old saying that it's better to be a warrior in the garden than a gardener? I think I said that shit right. A gardener at war. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. But it's better to be a warrior in the garden than a gardener at war. So I always took that like, yo, I'm gonna be chill, but I beat this shit out of anything that tries to violate me. Like, I used to be one of them niggas, I didn't even like being disrespected because I felt like I had to hurt you because you hurt me emotionally. I finally got over that shit. Like, yo, whatever. Disrespect, I ain't tripping off that shit. As long as you don't physically touch me or threaten the life of my family or my children, there's no need for violence, because my violence isn't like, oh, put your hands up, let's fight. My violence is, I will rip your fucking eyeballs out. I will literally grab some pliers and pull your tongue out of his slit. Like, yeah, I go too far. I got way too much rage and aggression. That's what happens when you grow up in North Philly, but you gotta motherfucking fight for survival. But, this is, I like being bonus. I'm just smoking this stick I said. But definitely into the UFC. That's what I was saying. I wanted to do it. But I don't know. I never found the gym because once I left military and shit, I went to, originally, I came back to Philly for like maybe like a weekend and shit. And then I ended up moving to Baltimore with my old lady and my daughter. And I can't honestly say like I was pursuing like finding a gym to fight at or anything like that. Like, I didn't even know, like, you gotta find a gym and then you just start like, yeah, you just start training and then you put your name in the hat and they might pick a nigga and get in the ring. But it actually wasn't until I left Baltimore and moved my other old lady in Redding, PA and shit. I'm calling my old lady, they just the mother of my children and shit, but. And I'm in the mall one day, I think I was shopping or some shit, and I see they got a fucking gym in the mall. So I'm kind of excited, like, yo, I need to get down with this. Like, this is what I'm trying to do. But just like most people, procrastinated, never fully went through with it. So it never happened. And then I was playing ball one day, and I dislocated my pinky. I don't forget what was happening. I think we was on a fast break. And even when we was on a fast break, or I was cutting through the lane, and I went to go, like, a person threw the ball to me, and I went to grab the ball, and, like, my finger popped, and it hurt, and I didn't really realize what happened until I walked over to the sideline, because, like, you know, shit a little hurt, let me get out the way of the play. I looked down at my shit. Let me describe this to you. So, look at your pinky right now. Look at your right-hand pinky. Turn it to the side where as though your pinky is your furthest finger away from you. Are you looking? Have you got all your other fingers there besides your pinky? Your pinky is the only one left. You gotta forgive me. I wasn't closing my windows. It's too hot for that shit to make. But if your pinky is the only one left, if you go from the knuckle, well, you know where all your knuckles is, to that first knuckle on your pinky, not the top knuckle next to the nail, but that first knuckle above your hand knuckles, that shit is bent backwards. So imagine that bent backwards. Now if you go up to that second knuckle right below your pinky nail, that shit was bent forwards. So that shit was bent all types of fucked up ways. And I'll never forget, like, just looking at my finger and, like, yeah, this shit hurt and all that, but I'll never forget this. Afterwards, just thinking, like, damn, how the fuck am I gonna fight? And I'm like, I'm thinking UFC fight, mixed martial arts, I'm thinking street fight. Like, how the fuck can I fight with this fucked up hand? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just reassure you, these hands have hurt people after that dislocation. So let's just get that out the way. I'm not no killer, I'm not no extreme tough guy, but yes, these hands still do work. That dislocated pinky didn't stop shit. But for some reason in my head, it was like, oh, you can never go to the MMA now. You'd have had a dislocated pinky. Like, these motherfuckers gonna be breaking legs and shit. But it's definitely better to get in there young. Because, like, now I'm 35. I can feel my body changing and shit. And it's like, yeah, you gotta be in tip-top perfect shape to just go fight another man for 15, 25 minutes and shit. Ground and pound, submission, go. You gotta be in shape. And I ain't gonna lie to myself. I am not in that type of shape with the fuck forever, so there go the UFC dream. But I still like to, you know, to come on like Friday nights, Saturday nights, that's when they had like their main events, but they got like little shows they be having like on Tuesdays or Wednesdays and shit. Like reality TV meets sports where it's like motherfuckers living together, but you still gotta go in the ring and fight and shit. So I like to watch shit like that. You know, kick back with a drink, big blunt, just watching motherfuckers not only be the best that they craft when they beating the shit out of each other, but they also like humble people. Like, they'll talk all this shit in the world. I'll fucking rip your mother's head off. I'll kick your kids down three flights of steps. But afterwards, it's like these are really martial artists and they show each other respect and shit. Like, I really fuck with it. But the thing that I didn't really fuck with that I'm about to get down on, college football. Now, me personally, I'm from the East Coast, so, you know, we basketball. And, you know, like, you know, down South people, they love their football. When the winter comes, it's still warm enough outside to play. Fuck that. That's the main reason I didn't play football, because I wasn't going to play outside in the motherfucking winter in the Northeast when it's fucking cold as shit. I was like, no, fuck that shit. Give me a gym. Even though the gym was cold, too, but at least I could wear shorts to the motherfucker. Give me a gym. I'm going to play some basketball. But more and more I've been getting into football, like, over the last, like, I'm an Eagles fan, Penn State fan, even though they did my man Joe Paterno wrong and shit. I've always, you know, been a low-key when it comes to college football, Penn State fan. Penn State, they be playing, putting some NFL players out there, so, you know, always represent. What's my man that played for the Giants and shit, Saquon Barkley and shit, like, yeah, I fuck with a lot of the Penn State players. But this year, Penn State, sorry gang, you're number two. Cause I just sat down and I'll just watch Big Uncle Coach Prime in the Colorado Buffaloes win their first game in the prime era. And I ain't gonna lie, I've never, even when he was at Jackson State, I didn't watch none of the games. I didn't really follow his scenes. Never really even followed college football. Last thing I remember, like, really following college football was Vince Young versus, what was his name? Matt Leinart. When it was UFC versus UFC Trojans versus the Texas Longhorns for the Rose Bowl. this year, this had to be what, 2005, 2006? Yeah, 2006. And I watched it in Jersey with my old lady and shit. But yeah, I ain't really followed college football since then like that. I do keep up with all the big shit going on. I know this year my Eagles drafted a couple of the national championship players from the Georgia Bulldogs, but I'm fucking with what Coach Prime got going up there in Colorado. And let me just say this first. Niggas was talking all that shit. Oh, how you gonna leave the HBCUs and how they built your reputation up and you wouldn't be here. Listen, Coach Prime just took them kids that was playing in the HBCU games that nobody was giving a fuck about besides black people, and he just put them on a prime time stage where football is God up there in Colorado. They love their football, their baseball, their basketball, they love their sports. So Prime just took some kids that half of America, more than half, I say 80% of America probably would have never seen, play football if it wasn't for them riding with Coach Prime and going up there to Colorado. So shout out Coach Prime, shout out the players, because y'all played a hell of a game. Motherfucking, his two sons, they beasts. The one young boy that play the quarterback, I don't even know the fuck their names up, but they got some ghetto names like, what the fuck is his name? It's not Shakur, Shakir or something, I don't I'm gonna just say Coach Prime's son that played quarterback, he's a fucking monster. He threw for 4 TDs, 510 yards. His other son, I think he like played safety or corner. He's a motherfucking shutdown corner. Like, he was locking niggas down. Then they got another young boy. Man, number 12 on their team. I just forgot his name. I hope it comes back to me. I really don't feel like looking it up. But number 12 on Colorado, what the fuck is his name? I just was looking at that shit. It's gonna bug me. I gotta look at that photo. Hold on. Let's see. 12. Colorado. Football. Number 12. Let's see. What's his name? You would think he just came straight up after today. He had a big fucking game. Football. Number 12. I don't want the 2012 roster. You fucking. I want the motherfucker I just seen. It's always like this team. You go looking for some shit you can't find. So, alright. So, let's back up a second. Prime, Coach Prime's son is named Shadir. Shadir? I'm going to call him Prime son the quarterback. That's what we're going to stay with. Now, where my other nigga that was out there balling? They ain't got their jersey number? Alright. I'm blaming them motherfuckers. Still ain't got no glasses, y'all, so fuck it. I'll get some one day. I'm gonna get some soon. I just gotta stop fucking around. Where's number 12 at? Because he was playing offense and defense, so what the fuck? 213. Number 12, what the fuck is your name? Why are you high? How you gonna be famous if you high, man? It's his name. Alright, fuck this. Now I gotta go to the home page. Let's see. I really wanna find out his fucking name. Cause now I'm mad. What the fuck was Bull Day? I just was looking at. Alright, well, number 12. He played offense and defense for the Colorado Buffaloes. I'm pissed now. I want to find this nigga now. I just was looking at this nigga. I forgot his name. I don't care if I find this fucking number. That's some shit. What the fuck? Maybe I should look at names. I keep looking at the number. Jimmy Horn? Nah, Jimmy Horn, he had a fucking hell of a game. He had a 100-yard game with Steven. But yeah, I'm fucking with Coach Prime. I'm gonna find this nigga now. I don't give a fuck if it's all night. I don't get a fuck. I know. So, Colorado got five quarterbacks on their team. All of them besides Prime son is white. They like, we ain't getting them. Not behind this man. But it wasn't a Horn. It was somebody else. It's gonna fuck with me. It's gonna fuck with me until I find that shit. Travis Hunter. That was his name. Travis Hunter. Shout out Travis Hunter. He play offense, defense. Nigga probably on special teams. I like what Coach Prime got going on up there, man. Like, I'm excited and shit. And I don't even like college football. But I'll be watching every motherfucking game as many as I can, supporting. Cause that's big to see. Like, all right, after the game, one of the, you know, they got the commentators or the announcers, whatever you want to call them and shit. He said some real shit. He's like, yo, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, is a national treasure. Like, he's an iconic human being. And for these young men to be able to grow up under that or to be able to be groomed, and I use groomed in a good way. I know y'all perverts are here. Y'all didn't put groomed to turn it into something else. But to groom these young men to not only be great athletes and superstar talents, but to be respectable young men, because that's how Coach Prime carries himself. No, I support that all the way. Because every man needs that is like white, black, yellow, purple, pink, burgundy. Every man, everybody, every person needs that they like. So definitely shout out Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes. Y'all got my support. I'm a fan. As long as you there, Prime, I'm there. I'm supporting the kids there. Hope y'all do big things. I hope y'all win the national championship, because I'm going to celebrate. I'm flying down. I'm celebrating like I'm part of the team. Gilly and Wallow, I see y'all niggas there. Fuck it. The bad. Oh, that's how you know I'm becoming an old man. When you just fill your day with what sports can I watch? Like, boom, UFC earlier. I was actually watching the UFC fight and the college football game at the same time. Like, I had the football game on the TV. I'm watching the fight on my phone, so it's directly in front of me. You know, I'm just going back and forth. It's a hell of a fucking game on the football side. They Colorado beat TCU, which is the number 17th ranked team in the nation. Come on, man. And they not ranked. Colorado not ranked. Just put down the number 17 team ranked in the nation. I think it was like 45-42 or some shit like that. 3-point game, but they pulled out the W, and that's all that fucking matters. Shout out Coach Prime. But yeah, you know, I was just kicking back, watching both games, like the old man was coming. Football game went off, watched some of the fight went off, and then I'm watching my Phillies. And I've been a Phillies fan for a minute. Like I said, I remember being in Korea, and when the Phillies, we won the World Series 2008. I think I had just left for the military or some shit. I can't remember what happened. But I missed that parade. I missed all that shit. So the next year, I'm in Korea, and we go to the World Series again, and we playing the Yankees this time. I remember, like, almost getting in trouble trying to watch the game and shit. Because, like, we had a... It wasn't a formation. It was, like, an inspection and shit. And the sergeant major was coming around to inspect our shit. And I'm like, man, I'm not turning my TV off. This is the World Series. Like, I'm keeping this shit on. And I think the sergeant major walked by. He said something like, yeah, why your TV? And I was like, because the Phillies are in the World Series. I think he might have been a Yankees fan too. But it was all good because he ain't tripped. Like, I understand that shit. At least you doing what you supposed to do while not doing what you supposed to do. Because I was there. I was in the place I was supposed to be. In front of my room, parade rest, all that shit, just waiting. That's crazy. That makes me think of another time that we had an inspection and I had a girl sleeping. Alright, so the military, they, in the dorms and shit, they don't want, you know, if you got a male dorm, they don't want the females up in there. If you got a female dorm, they don't want the males. If you got a co-ed dorm, they want to keep the floor segregated. But I lived in like a male dorm, but it was sergeant barracks. So it was like, some people were sharing rooms and all types of weird shit. I had two rooms. But I had this girl that used to come stay the night and shit. And, you know, you gotta, you know, nobody pulls a no day there and shit. So you gotta kind of sneak in. She wasn't sneaking. She just walked the fuck right in the door. Never signed in. You gotta sign people in. It's never, excuse me, young lady, never signed in. But we had an inspection one morning. I must have didn't know, forgot or something. But we standing at the, like I told you, we gotta stand in front of our door and be patient and, like, wait for the sergeant major or whatever superiors to come by and check our rooms and check whatever the fuck they check. So I'm standing in front of the door and they go into my next door, you know, my neighbor's room. And I hurry up, I do two little knocks on, not my door, like I told you, I got two rooms. So I did it on my other room that I don't usually stay in, that is just my spare room. I knock twice on the door, shorty come out, take off flying. All the other soldiers, you know, my fellow soldiers, they look like, yo, like, you crazy. Well, they call me Red in the military. They like, yo, Red, you crazy. Why the fuck have you really almost got caught with a chick in your room? I don't know. I got this. But yeah, that baseball shit made me think of that. But hey, now that I'm an older man, I look forward to being able to sit back with a cold beer, nice glass of whiskey or tequila, and enjoying the sport they do. Like, I can't wait for basketball to come back. Like, this is my thing before. I didn't like like baseball and football. For me, it was too small. I mean, too slow. I'm a basketball guy, like up and down, up and down, 24-second shot clock, shit like that. But as I get older, like you start to slow down, not in a bad way, but you start to want life to slow down so that you can actually smell and enjoy this shit. And it's like, especially last year, like getting off of work, going home and watching the Phillies games and working so close to the Phillies arena, just feeling the energy, and it just felt so magical. And it just like, yeah, man, what you rushing for? Why you going to the bar when you can go home, you know, buy a couple of drinks, sit down and really enjoy the game in peace, instead of being at the bar and you got this person in your ear and this person want to talk to you and this person asking for a dollar. Like, nah, you learn to enjoy, you know, the simple shit. I guess that's what getting older is about. When you're young, you just want to go so fast, and then you understand as you get older, like, not the slower you go, but the more you take your time, the more enjoyable life can be. Ain't that some profound shit for your ass? Not only am I a Gemini, but I'm also a scholar. But this is another Saturday shit. I ain't really cop on there talking about that major shit. It's everyday shit. Enjoying the day, enjoying the weekend. Especially for next week, it's supposed to get fucking hot again, and I'm not looking forward to a heat wave. I probably will end up hitting my homegirl up, and we going to the pool or something. Fuck that. I ain't with this shit. Gonna go out in nature and shit. Put my feet in some grass like these fucking hippies. Yeah. I'm gonna watch the rest of the baseball game at the bottom of the fourth. A couple more innings to go. Try to find some more sports. I know, the WNBA, they play tonight too. My girl AJ Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces, they take on, I wanna say Jrue Lloyd and the Seattle. I don't know what the fuck the Seattle team is. I just know Seattle is the only one that still got a female team up there. Cause the men ain't got no fucking team. They took the Supersonics away. I don't know what the fuck they. Oh, Seattle Storm. That's what the fuck they is. Speaking of Penn State, we up 14-7. We beating West Virginia right now. Second quarter. I ain't even about to. I ain't gonna watch that. I'm gonna fuck with this baseball game and football comeback. Wait. Oh, that's not for next week. Fuck, I got excited for a second. Like, wait, football back tomorrow? It's football back tomorrow. No, it's not back then. But it's all good. I'm trying to stay away from this fucking Monopoly game. Everybody keep comparing this shit to Pokemon Go. I ain't play Pokemon Go. I play Monopoly, and I'm addicted. I don't even know why I'm addicted. I don't be doing shit all day. I just be, you push the button and do it so, but it's just, I don't know. Somehow it's addicted. Something so simple and repetitive. But yeah, I gotta leave that shit alone. Try to focus, do some other shit. Maybe do some reading. I only got one blunt left, so. Probably do some more read, but yeah. Got a blunt. Maybe I'll wind down the night, read a book or some shit after all the sports is done. Instead of falling asleep watching Game of Thrones like I always do. I hope the sound quality is okay. I keep leaning back away from the microphone. I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to relax. If you can't hear me through the headphones, it's my fault. I was about to lie to y'all. So let me take that back. I gave away my other headphones that are better for this type of thing, for the podcasting, because they have an actual mic connected to them. Definitely need those drones back. Definitely need those drones back. But we'll get there. We will get there. Maybe I'll buy a real fucking mic. Who knows? Maybe I'll stop being a cheapskate. Is that a double play? That's what the fuck I'm talking about, boys. Where the end one? Is that a double or a triple play? Well, I don't know, but this shit, basically. Oh, excuse me. That's nice. Some new pictures. I'm podcasting right now. I'll text y'all later. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I got the burpees. I ain't drinking this cold. But yeah, it's just gonna be kicking back, chilling for the night. Probably do some laundry tomorrow. If I get, I don't know, I might do laundry tonight. Maybe I'll just take a random, but I gotta go to a 24-hour laundromat, so maybe I'll just walk there in the fucking middle of the night. Nah, that's not happening. That sounds like a good idea. That's what I'm gonna happen. keep sending money for me in Monopoly, and they keep sending me messages to make me want to hop on the game. But I'm gonna show my patience. I ain't gonna rush. It is getting late, but 8:35. I ain't made shit to eat yet. I mean, I got some shit I can warm up, and I can grab some White Castle burgers. I wanna see what them things be hitting for. But yeah, it's a nigga like me. I may not go to sleep till 2-3 in the morning, or I might go to sleep in 5 minutes from now, and then wake up at like 2-3 in the morning. You never know. But my plan is just to enjoy the evening, kick back, relax. Maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe one of my friends will hit me up, come through, smoke with that nigga. I'm trying to send a text message and talk to you guys at the same time, which is retarded, but just bear with me. Looks like you guys have I don't know. I'm one of the people I hate looking over and seeing that I got
the fuck do you call it?
Notifications, badges and shit. So I'll be trying to knock that shit. Hey, that Jersey Mike said, where's the motherfucker at? That shit made me want to hold it. Which is a wild wild piss by fuck. But who knows what the fuck I'm talking about. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, just kicking back, man. It's the weekend. School's about to start back up. My fucking daughter, my second oldest, she drove to school and shit for her first day of her senior year. Like, yo, this shit flying, bro. School starting back up. Before you know it, my birthday will be here. My birthday in October. Ain't really planning on doing shit. Just, you know, falling back at my mom, man. Getting life right. This building, slowing down. My big thing right now is, I put it like this, and since I'm watching baseball, this is the proper analogy. I'm the type of person I used to want to hit a home run. Like, you gotta hit a home run, you gotta hit a home run. But now I'm realizing, it ain't always about the home run. Sometimes you score more when you just get on base. That's if you understand baseball, but sometimes you can score more, and it's easier just to get on base. And how the way life works, you'll end up scoring. Hold on, where do we at? Where do we at? Ah, I ain't gonna catch that. But yeah, instead of trying to hit that home run, just get on base. And you keep getting on base, and eventually you'll score, man. And I'm learning that about myself. So it's like, yo, you ain't gotta go hard, and you ain't gotta go big all the time. Be low key with this shit. Like, I've always been a low key person, but my actions are, I don't even know the right word to use, but just like, my personality, I guess. Like, I'm low-key, but my personality is out there. So it's like I'm learning to be more, not just, like I said, I'm already chill, but don't go so hard. Instead of going out and you're going to the bar and having 4 or 5 drinks, I had one drink, see what's up, then go home, and if you want to drink some more, bring it home. You can go hard at home, maybe you're already home. But don't go hard in the streets type of shit. That's what I'm learning. It's a time and a place for everything. Like, I'm getting to the point, you know, growing up as a teenager, you ain't even got nowhere to smoke besides, you know, your parks, your neighborhood corners, your friends' cribs. And it's like, you get so accustomed to smoking outside, you don't care if people see you. It's like, I'm just trying to get high. Now, I don't even want to smoke outside. I don't want, not that I care about somebody seeing me, but I don't want a person getting the wrong perspective of me without me being able to represent myself. So they might just see me smoking an L, think, oh, he's a drug dealer standing on the corner, not realizing, hey, I might have just stopped down here because one of my friends got killed. And we all just talking and sharing a moment. I'm leaving soon, but they perceive me as a drug dealer because I'm standing on the corner smoking a blunt. So I'd rather smoke in the crib. Like they always say, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. There ain't nothing wrong with getting high, but get high under your own supervision. Get high under your own, like, that getting high on the corner shit, that shit did. That shit early 2000s, 90s shit. One time, but what else would I say? Yeah, just taking life slow, taking it easy, one step at a time. health is wealth, gotta eat better. I need to process shit alone. That process shit is fucking my inside up, man. I'm trying to get better with that shit. I ain't saying I'm perfect. I definitely got some process shit in my face right now. But I'm trying to get better. One day at a time, one step at a time, that's all you can do. Ooh, blunt, that's the fancy shit I can talk. Oh, I can't wait till next week. So, next week, Colorado. Damn, I literally just seen, oh, they play Nebraska. Next Saturday, they play Nebraska. Okay, I'll be watching it. I wonder if Nebraska went. I literally was just looking at the motherfuckers and I couldn't tell you if they were or not, but. Yeah, I'm chilling. I've actually hit that age where it's like I can chill and watch sports, but I'd rather, instead of hanging out with friends or going out, excuse me, drinking or any of that shit, I want to go to a sport like that. Whether this game or that game, hockey game, baseball, tennis, soccer, just, you know, travel and enjoy shit. Because, like, I listened to the Bill Burr podcast and early on, that's what he used to do. Like, he would line up the gigs he would do on the road with sports performances and be like, all right, if I'm doing this show in Denver, well, the Denver Broncos are playing the New England Patriots. I'm going to catch that game. Or a college game. Like, he would always catch a game wherever the show was going to be, him and his buddies and shit. And I thought that was dope. Like, you wake up, you catch a game, you go do your show, get drunk, wake up, go do it again in another city. Like, I like that kind of life. Me personally, I like that, but. That's one of the worst feelings in the world. When smoking your last blunt, you ain't got no more weed. Oh, nigga. Like, mother, father. And it makes it hard to enjoy the blunt that you're actually, like, smoking at the moment. Cause, like, I'm smoking this bitch, but I keep looking at it like, I'm gonna push you out. I'm gonna save some of you. Also makes me realize, motherfucker, you've been running through some weed. You out here just smoking big old guns and blunts. You should have been saving, but that's life. You live, then you learn, then you fuck up again. Excuse me. Man, it's all good, though. Smoke this shit and enjoy it, man. How do you spell bet? It's bet, B-E-T, that's a bet. Sometimes you gotta say shit out loud to make sure you stumble it out. Yeah, let's see what's coming up. Next week's gonna be a big week. We got some shit going on. We'll see how it turns out. I'll keep you informed. Don't worry. We can just be honest. It's gonna be a little adventure that we take. So we'll be looking back in history. We're like, damn, I've seen Lin when he was at this point, and I've seen him at this point. It's amazing. If he can do it, I can. But yeah, I still gotta get a basketball. Gotta get back in shape. This little dead duck body that I got, I ain't feeling that shit. Fuck. He just strike us out. Yep. Going to the bottom of the fifth. The score. We still down one. Fuck. Yeah, gotta get back to sleep. This dead body, I ain't feeling it. Gotta get back on my reading and my writing. Excuse me, my reading and my writing shit. Gotta get back on my healthy shit. The eating was. Shit, meditating, all that shit. I'm gonna get back there. I know I am. It just takes time. And sometimes you gotta have a bunch of, I can't even call them fucked up days. You gotta have a bunch of fuck it days so that the days that you really put in work is like, yeah, I did that shit. All right, I'm putting one out. I can't just keep looking at this mouth. I'm like, it's almost over. I'm gonna save some of you for a little bit later. When you light this black man cigar up, aka a black and mild. That's crazy. I've been smoking black and mild since I was about what? I want to say like 15, 16. I used to buy one in the morning. I buy a black and mild. I used to get $2 to go to fucking school. Imagine being in high school and your parent gave you $2 and shit. That's why I really had to work, because I had no fucking money. But, $2 a day. Mind you, I didn't even buy lunch because I'm getting $2 a day. Black and mild back then, I'm going to school. Black and mild cost $1. Yeah, just $1. Might have been 75 cents back then. So I buy a black and mild, probably a bag of spicy Doritos, grape soda. Oh, that's $2. That's all in the morning and shit. So hopefully me and my homie had enough money to put together so we can get some weed and shit, smoke some of that before school. Then I light up my black, he light up his cigarette and shit. And that was my daily little thing. That's crazy, like damn. 15, well damn, I guess 20 years now. 20 years of smoking black and mild. Motherfuckers should have just been smoking cigars and shit, but yeah, cause I didn't originally smoke cigarettes. I was a black dude. All my homies smoked cigarettes. I stopped smoking cigarettes until I got to college and I had a real stressed out day one day. Like, I don't remember what happened. Some crazy shit happened. And I ended up having to go to Walmart and my homie was like, yo man, grab me a pack of cigarettes. And on the way back, I definitely bust one out and smoked that shit. And I had homies and shit tell me like, yeah, the cigarette, the nicotine and all that shit, it boosts your high after smoking a blunt, which it actually does, but yeah, I wasn't fucking with the cigarettes when I was young. But now I can't say they got me. I think I can honestly quit. Like if I really just say like fuck cigarettes right now and just don't buy no more, I'm straight. Let me just be something, first of all, to help you shit. That's the one thing people don't be talking about. A lot of people smoke cigarettes because guess what? I gotta take a shit when we smoke a cigarette. I used to be the type of person in the morning, give me a cigarette and a coffee, and I got a good 15 minutes in the bed from the home on some business. I wasn't even thinking about the health shit. And I'm just like, well, I need it to get my bowels moving and shit. I can help my digestive system, I guess you want to call it. Helps me take a shit. But yeah, now as I'm older, I'm like, man, I don't really need the cigarettes. You know, maybe smoke a cigar every once in a while. Stop fucking with the blunts and start smoking, you know, go back to joints and papers and shit. Roll up a joint or roll up a cone and shit. Come on, man, grab the ball, Sherbert. Fuck. Man, you got all of a sudden. But, yeah, just trying to move better, man. Move smarter. You know, I always say that shit, I always think that shit. Still make mistakes, but it's really having that focus of moving smarter, and even though you're gonna make mistakes, it's like, alright, get past that. Put that mistake in the background. It's like playing sports. Like, you make a mistake, alright, put that mistake in the background, next play, I'm gonna do better. And that's how you just gotta think sometimes. That's how I'm looking at shit. Like, alright, I fucked that up, cool. I'm gonna trip off that. I really fucked that up. Lesson learned. Let's try to do better. Alright, I fucked that up. Alright, well, you see that you're building a pattern here. Try to step away from it. And then when you recognize you do have a pattern, I'll fuck it up. Implement a plan. Come up with some plan. How can I stop fucking up? Alright. Go to the bar every day. Alright, maybe I'll go to the bar. Instead of every day, I'll go 3 times out the week. I take a day off every other day and shit. So you know it. You had 3 days before you know, you're like, alright, I'm gonna go once a week. Or maybe even I ain't going. I'm chilling. Shit, I just had a foul day. But yeah, just gotta get better. That's what life really about, getting better day by day. I hope the background noise ain't fucking up too bad. I got the fan on, I got the windows open. Yeah. I don't really fuck with air conditioning unless it's super, 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 super duper hot. Like, I like the little natural cream and shit. Plus, for some reason, I got a feeling like air conditioners are poisoning me. Like, something about that the cooling or whatever the fuck is inside. Don't get me wrong, but it's probably killing us. Probably fucking killing us when we just do. Oh, I'd rather be cool than hot. I'd rather die cool. It'll be hot next week. I'm looking forward to that shit. But we're on Earth. It is what it is. It's a nigga don't live in Texas or Africa or some shit like that. Not that I don't mind. Not that I don't mind living in those places. It's just like, I always tell people, Philly is like the best of everything. We got everybody here, Asian, black, white, Hispanic, Latino. We got all types of weather. We got all fucking seasons. Summer. We literally have all of them. Winter, spring, summer, fall. We really feel that shit. Yeah, every type of food here. I wouldn't say you're close to everything, but on the East Coast, yeah, technically are. And we got the international airport, so you can go to any fucking airport from here. right on the feet. Damn it, these motherfuckers just hit a home run. God damn it, Bobby. So down 5-2 now. Ah. Still got some more innings to be played. We can come back, but don't get your hopes high. It's baseball. That's why they play so many fucking games. Excuse me. I don't have much shit on. Do not disturb. How is motherfuckers getting through? I'm definitely. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But I ain't gonna hold y'all too much longer. Damn, this long ass podcast. 45 minutes of just me rambling and shit. Maybe another 5. It won't hurt nobody. Yeah, I'm gonna kick back, eat some food for the night, probably. Chill out. Maybe find a good movie or continue reading a book or some shit. I found something to do. All this shit that's in this world to do. We got video games, books, podcasts, YouTube, Netflix, porn. But I ain't fucking with the porn. I should take it. You bust a good nut, you got out. I'm a good nut. Like, motherfucker, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. I said, good evening, sir. I'm going to sleep. Taking like chill, enjoying this fucking ride. It's a crazy fucking ride. Life is like 1 minute you'll be on the fucking top of the world, next minute you underneath this motherfucker. Then boom, you right back, you know, high again. And, oh man, when they say peaks and valleys and highs and lows, that's the fucking truth. That is the fucking truth about this ride called life. It's like a ride at a amusement park. It's like you stand, like your soul must be standing in the line. Like, I wanna get on, I wanna get on, I wanna get off. And you get on this motherfucker, you're like, I wanna get off, I wanna get off, I wanna get off. Like, I don't wanna do this shit. But you got to. Once you punch the ticket to win the big lottery called life. You gotta do it until it's over. Some people say, nah, fuck that shit. Reset button. And I don't mind. I mean, I'm not one to judge anybody. I judge everybody, just like everybody else. But I try not to. Like, if somebody do some shit that I don't agree with or I see from a different viewpoint, it's like, alright. That's how I feel about it. I always have to remember that there's a viewpoint that they see, feel, you know, they're different. There's only one me, so I can't expect anybody else to change. Speech, move like me. And I think that's a lot of people's problem. We look at, because we all human, we think we're supposed to all think like this. Like, man, if it's billions of people in this world, it's billions of thoughts. Man. And they're all different. If it was all the same, it probably wouldn't be billions of people in this world. We all meant to be different. I'm happy ain't nobody else like that. I'm the only one. Ain't nobody else pulling this shit off. And I don't mean that in a cocky way. Like, I just mean it in a way like, I make this shit look good, doing it. It's a dream heart. And it's hard to be me. But I make it look good. And I'm proud of that. I ain't gonna hold y'all too much longer. I'll talk for like another minute. Ooh, excuse me. I gotta get back to the old format. I'm actually having topics and shit to talk about. I think like my last like 5 to 10 podcasts probably just been like me rambling and mini rants about the fuck ever. But I got a bunch of topics that I got. I just don't be doing. It's like I click play or I click record and I just start talking about whatever the fuck I want to. But I got shit I really want to talk about. So we're gonna bring some of them back too. Them piles that are specific pods, specific topics and shit like that. You know, this shit I be thinking about, shit that be on my mind, shit I be feeling. I mean, I can do what the fuck I want. This is my podcast. I care if anybody listens. But, yeah. For y'all here, we've been motherfucking real. It's almost been an hour. Yeah, like 49 minutes right now. Definitely gonna be doing more pods. I probably work on another one at night. Probably drop it like on Monday or some shit. But we'll see how it goes. gonna get back to my half a blunt and a beer in this baseball game. Hopefully the Phillies can turn it around. After that, I'm hopping in the shower, make some food, and taking it down. And you know who I am, I'm biased. Hope you see me around. Peace.